Hello, this is Mr. Paul Jangles. It is May 29th, 2018, and this has been a day that's been long in coming because it's kind of a comeback of sorts for Mr. Paul Jangles, because right now he is standing in Centennial Park in Lawrence, Kansas. It has been high on the bucket list for quite a while, but right now where Mr. Paul Jangles resides, it's about an hour's drive to get here, maybe 45 minutes, something like that. Just a little bit further than he usually likes to drive on his disc golfing outings. So Mr. Paul Jangles went to school in Lawrence, and it was probably one of the first disc golf courses he ever saw. He didn't ever play it whenever he was here, so this is going to be something new, which is interesting for Lawrence, Kansas, because Mr. Paul Jangles has done a lot of things in Lawrence, Kansas. It's pretty much his second home, my second home, I suppose. Got a lot of memories here, so I'm not going to go into all of that, because that's not probably why you're listening to the podcast. We're going to concentrate on disc golf for the most part. Right now, I have not been able to find the first tee, so I'm not quite sure if I started in the right location. So, I'm going to sign off for now, and then we'll work on hole number one, if I can find it. Here we go. All right, so it looks like I found the first tee pad. It's not very well marked, I gotta say. Maybe I'm a little spoiled with some of the stuff. This is an older course, like I said. It's been in existence since I think I was in college here, which was a long time ago. So there's no signs, there's no bag holders. The first shot is a downhill shot. It's kind of a tunnel shot. You have to go through some woods, and it's downhill, like I said. And there's quite a few other disc golfers, which is weird because it's a Tuesday, Tuesday morning. So this is probably a very popular course. I'm going to start off with the TL3. I'm not sure I'm going to make it through this entire course. I've got some other things I need to do. I'm feeling a little guilty for being here, to be completely honest, because I promised Mrs. Paul Jangles that I would be doing some stuff. So I might end this round early. We'll see. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and throw a few of these holes, though. So here's hole number one. All right, hole number one is done. Kind of an auspicious start. I got a bogey right off the bat. Just feeling a little turned around. This is not a course that is intuitive to me quite yet, and the lack of signs is kind of hard, but that's okay. Hole number two, trying to figure out where the hole is. It looks like it's an uphill shot. I'm hoping that that's the right one I'm looking at. I might take a look at the UDisc app and see if I'm looking at the right one. Can't quite read the sign if that says number two or number three. So, maybe I found it. It looks like it's a red basket. So I'll probably throw after it. Anyway, hole number two, here we go. All right, cool. So I got a birdie on hole number two. So I feel a little bit better around my round. It's pretty much an easy layup. It was 232 feet to the hole. It was along a creek line, creek bed. Almost got it in the water, but just stayed outside just enough to get my shoes dirty, so muddy. All right, so number three is an uphill climb to get to the tee pad. It'll be interesting if I can find out where number three's basket is. It looks like there's a blue basket here, but I think it might be a practice basket because it doesn't have a number on it. So I actually parked over in this location. And if I'd have known better, I probably would have parked over by where T-Pet number one is. There's a lot of little signs on the ground that are interesting, telling you which way to go for which T-Pet. So that's kind of nice. All right, I think I'll be up to number three pretty soon. So I'm almost to the top of this hill. There's a playground here. It's a really nice shelter. It's interesting, I've never actually been to this park properly like this. And I used to live in Lawrence for, I think, 5 years. So this is interesting. So there's two tee pads side by side. And I think one's for hole number three and one's for hole number seven. So I guess I'll be revisiting this same spot. I should put that in my memory banks. Okay, hole number three is a little downhill shot. Looks like it's about 240 or something like that. Pretty cool. So, okay, here I go, number three. All right, just finished hole number three. It was a pretty cool shot. I got a par out of it. It was a little downhill. I hit a tree, hit two trees actually, but still I was able to save par, so that's good. Got to say one thing about Centennial is it feels like it's very much a local place where stuff is almost intentionally just a little bit confusing. Maybe that's just me being a little paranoid. Maybe I'm just a little tired, but there's not a lot of information at the tee pads at all. So you're not really quite sure if you're ever throwing at the right ones. There's no flags on the baskets, which is kind of frustrating because you can't really see which number is which basket. And some of the tee pads are really close together, so kind of unusual, but I'm enjoying it nonetheless. It's really hot out too. Anyway, so here's hole number four. It's a slightly uphill shot. I think it said 400 feet. I don't think it's quite that. It looks more like it's about 320, maybe something like that. Probably break out the TL3, and we'll see how I do. Here we go. All right, just finished up hole number four. I had a really good drive that set me up with a pseudo birdie look, but I didn't quite have it in me to make it. So I really didn't throw it hard enough on the birdie shot and ended up having kind of a tougher than it needed to be necessary shot for par. I think I'm looking at hole number five. I see two tee pads here, so I'm not quite sure if one's just a remnant from sometime else. There seems to be a foursome ahead of me and they kind of appeared out of nowhere, so I'm wondering if I'm looking at the wrong hole. The street right there is known as Iowa. Spent a lot of time going up and down that street for sure. Looks like I think I put my bag on the wrong tee pad. So, I can see another basket. So maybe that's number five. All right. Yeah, it's a little confusing. If you're in the know, I'm sure it's really easy. But man, this kind of reminds me a little bit of, Legacy and Lee Summit, where there's a couple of baskets where it's not quite, you're not quite sure which way to go. So, all right, you're losing some points, Centennial. I like your course though, but you need some more signage. Work on the signage. All right, here's hole number five. It's playing up to an apartment complex, it looks like. It's uphill. It looks like there's a mound you have to go over. It's probably about 260, something like that. So it goes over a mound, then down, then up. So if you can clear all of it, you're almost on the same elevation, but there's some stuff you got to get between. There's a couple trees you got to fly in between. So this is really interesting. I haven't been to Lawrence doing something quote unquote new in a long time. So it's pretty fun. Kind of wishing that there's somebody, I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Hole number five. Whew, man, this is a rough round. So I kind of held on to my disc a little too long on the last throw, and it ended up going from hole number five to hole number six fairway, and I thought I threw it into a bunch of poison ivy. So I spent about 10 minutes looking for my disc, only to realize that I had thrown it about 30 feet further than I had. I just hadn't seen it. Somehow I ended up being able to save par. So, I mean, I guess that's good. But man, I am a little bit, jumpy, I guess. A squirrel just almost ran over me. I probably need to get back to work at some point. It's been 4 days off. One of the reasons I took today off is because I have to work this next upcoming weekend, so I wanted to take a day off just to kind of decompress. So that's kind of the thought process is on that. All right, hole number six is another uphill shot. I'd say it's about 230, maybe something like that. Not too bad, but I already know this area quite well because I've just kind of stamped all over it looking for a disc. I think I'm going to go ahead and not go with the TL3. I got a newer disc called a Trespass that I got at a tournament I played. Yes, I do. I have played a tournament. I've been throwing it a little bit, and I've kind of liked the way it flies, so I'm going to give it a go. Yeah, let it have some time to eat. So here we go, hole number six. All right, so in a rare moment of maturity, Mr. Paul Jangles decided he's just going to bow out on Centennial Park, mostly because my back was hurting me a little bit, and so I felt a little twinge on my last drive, and I was like, you know what? This isn't worth it. So Ended after six holes, got a third of the way through. It's a really cool course. I really like it, and I know that we'll come and play the whole thing, and it'll be fun and all that kind of stuff. But right now, I'm just not feeling it. I think I've played 4 days in a row of disc golf, something like that. Played with Treesbane at Recreation Park on Saturday, and then I played at Edwardsville City Park on Sunday. And then yesterday, I played a couple rounds at Harmon Park, and now it's Centennial, and I think that this old man just needs to rest his body. So rather than end up going into traction, I think that I'm just gonna relax and go home, do some chores, and maybe get a good night's sleep for a change. That'd be an idea. But we'll see what happens. Crossing my fingers I didn't get poison ivy, because I think there was a really good chance that there was some in there, but I don't think I really actually waded into the poison ivy per se. So, yeah, six holes, Centennial Park. We'll be back at some point and do the whole thing proper. Probably bring Treesbane. Hopefully bring, Blu-ray too, because I think this is his favorite course in the entire world. So he could probably help direct us in the right way. So some of the holes are kind of interesting that they are so, the tee pads are so close together, and it could actually, it's probably got some nostalgia for the local players here and they don't mind it, but, I think that they could probably rework some of this and make it so that you're not quite throwing over each other quite as much. Anyway, so that was Centennial Park. This is Mr. Paul Jangles heading home. So bang those chains. Enjoy. See you next time.
Oh, thank you.